Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. There we go. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is the Motivational Classroom with Haru, Cedric DeWight, and LJ. I am your host, Haru. And today in the classroom, I believe we're going to be talking about embracing shadow work, right? So let me pull up and see what the exact title is. But I know that it's going to be about shadow work today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in into our adjusted time schedule. Until, I don't know if this is going to be permanent just yet, you know what I'm saying, but it may be permanent for right now. And the new time is 9 a.m. Eastern and 8 Central and 6 Pacific time, right? So, guys, thank you for that adjustment with that. Actually, we may get more callers because I know that people are getting ready for work. And people are moving around, you know what I'm saying? So, it may work out for the best. So, anyway, guys, how do we begin to embrace shadow work, right? When it comes to shadow work, when it comes to that nasty medicine, when it comes to, you know, all of those things that we just don't like, you know what I'm saying, to deal with, we always talk about, you know, the positive and how we should all be positive and positive. But when it comes to the negative, right, you know, like, how are we dealing with the negative? Do we not overstand or understand or understand for that matter that even the negative in the quote bad is a part of duality? You know, you can't have one without the other. So what I have found is that a lot of people, they say no bad, no negative vibes, no bad vibes, no negative energy. They do that because what I'm finding is we do know that life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90% on how we react to it. And what I am finding is that people's response to the negative is what I feel is getting us what we're caught up at, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about here today. Now, the broadcast is going to be a little shorter today due to the time frame that we have, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be probably like an hour and 30 minutes. If you guys want to keep going, you guys can keep going, but the kind of the set frame is going to be like an hour and 30 minutes. So I believe we can kind of fit in you know, that, and I think we have a clip for you guys, too, today. I'll check in just a second. But as always, you know, joined by the spiritual family, Dwight, LJ, and Brother Cedric. Peace and love. How y'all feeling this rising? Peace. It was good, everybody. I'm good, elevated, you know, motivated, just, you know, ready to tackle the day, bro. Just ready to tackle the day. How y'all doing?
All right.
My day is going, it's quite interesting, let me say the least. It's amazing we're doing this title because, a few things, a few kinks, you know what I'm saying, that I wasn't aware of that I, you know, got faced with. So, but you know, brother, what we're talking about today is how to embrace, you know what I'm saying, the shadow work and the shadow. So how to embrace things like when life doesn't go accordingly or like to what we expect, how are we reacting? So, brother, even though I got hit with a few kinks, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to choose to react in a way of resistance to where it's going to bring even more of that energy space. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to choose to react right in gratitude. I'm grateful to be here in this moment, brother, despite the kinks. How about that?
That's where I'm at. Exactly.
All right. We got That's Brother DeWight and LJ in the building. Peace and love. Y'all is.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. I'm pushing today. I'm pushing. That's all I can do is push. Allowing my feelings to have a voice, and, you know, I I rose this morning to some unexpected news, and transition has taken place for my stepfather. So, yes, that part. I get it. I'm selfish right now. I am. I'm real selfish right now. Fuck cancer. You know, all that good stuff. So, I'm processing.
Processing. Okay. Well, baby, if you need a minute, you know what I'm saying? I mean, mute, or, you know, anytime. I mean, we understand that you're processing. I know, I don't know if you want to tell the listening audience exactly what's going on, but, you know, I do know.
You know, this transition's never easy. So I know, you know what I'm saying? I know what it's about, and I know all that spiritual stuff, but the human me is really just selfish. I'm just selfish right now. So that's where I am, and I'm allowing that to have a voice and a space and experience what I'm feeling so that I can push past it. Because at the end of the day, we don't want our loved ones to suffer. You know, cancer is a horrible scenario, and I just wish that people would, there's a way to beat everything. You know what I'm saying? With your mind. And I have to get in my box right now and just understand that I can't force other people to know what I know or try what I try or trust what I trust. So, you know, there's going to be some fatalities and casualties along the way because people are stuck and they're afraid. And I have to know that I'm only my God. I can't make decisions for other people.
Right. That's true. Absolutely. All right, Brother Dwight, how you feeling over there, brother?
Man, I'm feeling good. Man, I'm telling you, this month has been crazy, man. I'm feeling so energetic, man. I'm feeling this shit now. I'm over here sending LJ love and light.
Yeah.
You know how that is when we trying to detach, man. It's a hell of a process, but it's worth it. It's worth it because you are worth it. So I'm feeling in alignment today, man. I just been feeling in alignment, man. It just feels, the shift is so real, man. I just feel it. I do, man. And I'm embracing it. I'm riding this wave right now, man. You know, how you feeling, brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling optimistic. I'll choose that word, optimistic, brother. I'm not allowing any circumstance to stand in my way. Period.
Asha, you better goddamn know.
So that's where I'm at, brother. And you know, it's a lot of shifting and a lot of changing and a lot of rearranging. You know what I'm saying? That's happening in my space. But what I will say this is that it's amazing. You know, they always say be careful what you ask for. You know what I'm saying? So I spoke some things into existence. You know, like multiple things. And brother, the way that the universe is rearranging shit, and what I am finding, it wasn't until I made a decision to, you know, not whine or waddle, if you will. You know, they say it's okay to go through things and it's okay to be in shadow work and all that good stuff, but what is not okay is to lie, right? And when it came to depression, somebody told me years ago, Keith, it's okay to be depressed, but just try not to lie in it. You know what I'm saying? So when I made a decision to no longer lie in it, meaning lay in it, right, shit just started to shit, like, overnight, brother, I promise you, shit just started to rearrange and shift, and, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to put this over there, we're going to end this, we're going to start this, and that. So a lot of rearranging and new beginnings, brother. So I'm optimistic. That's where I'm at, brother. Brother Cedric, we asked how you doing, brother?
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling good. I mean, I feel that today is going to be the beginning of a brand new us. And the reason why I say that is okay. Because a lot of things are moving forward in all of our lives. I mean, from the white, you know, for you, myself, LJ with her kids, and I'm sending you love and light as well, sis. It's never easy when you have all these great things happen and then, bam, you're right back, you know, feeling down in the dumps again. So I think going forward, this is the perfect broadcast that we're going into. And I want to say this to everybody. I know that we probably have enlightened a lot of people with the 3-hour broadcast that we've been doing, and now we're limited, going down to an hour, hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. I think that as we bring our fire to the table and try to be able to be transparent with you guys, we're going to limit our time as well. And the reason why is because in order for us to be effective at an hour and 30 minutes, we got to be effective in how we say what we're going to say. So we made a decision on our admin side that we're going to try to limit our responses to 3 to 5 minutes. And the reason why is because this allows us to get more engaged with the callers. And if we're already done with the subject, we don't want to beat a dead horse. So we don't want to get into these like long phone conversations when it's actually a broadcast to broadcast information to our people. So we're going to do that, and we're going to also allow our callers, as well as the people that listen online, to be more engaged with us, even on the recording. So if you're not catching this live and you're catching this while you're recording, guess what? Put your comment in the box down where it says comment on Facebook, in the group, wherever the show is pinned at. And whenever you ask questions, we will answer those responses in those groups for that particular broadcast. So what does that mean? If we need to bring back a topic in light of all the questions that come out because of a broadcast, guess what? We're going to bring it back up on Saturday, 3-hour broadcast. Yeah. It don't matter if we can, you know, have a lot of people on, but we want to make sure we address our questions the right way. So there you go. Hour and a half. For the week going forward, if you guys engage like you've been going on Saturdays, we're going to do live engagement to where not only are we going to ask your questions, we're going to just put that energy out there. Please call in. 929-477-3423. 929-477-3423.
Yes, indeed, brother. Yes, indeed.
All right. 3423. All right.
All right, y'all.
Ashay, so, you know, on this particular broadcast, you know, we're talking about embracing, how do we truly embrace the darkness and shadow work? And Dwight, as I'm looking in the notes here, there are actually two things that were posted. One of the first quotes was transitioning from knowing better to consistently doing better is a journey within itself. So that's something that I had posted. But Brother Dwight, you actually posted something as well, and it was let them judge you, let them misunderstand you, let them gossip about you. Their opinions aren't your problem. You stay kind, committed to love and free in your authenticity. No matter what they do or say, don't you dare doubt your worth or the beauty of your truth. Just keep on smiling like you do. Yes. Powerful.
That's powerful.
I think I just liked it. I don't know why I related that to this topic, but I mean, still, that's still beautiful. So I guess we'll go around the room, you know, like we always do, and ask everybody how they feel about this topic. I'll just go first real quick. I just think that it's very important, this topic, because as I stated at the top of the call, you know, a lot of people are going through shadow work. A lot of people, we always want to rid the negative. But one quote that helps me when it comes to this is life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90 in how you react to life, right? And also the allowing aspect. How much are we allowing life to happen? You know what I'm saying? So that's how I embrace shadow work and the shit and the negativity, the things that I'm resistant to. I know that it's a part of the duality and to allow it to happen however it's unfolding. And, you know, my control, I have to rid my control of how shit needs to go. And that helps me, y'all. So I just think it's very important that people right. kind of get a how-to when it comes to dealing with the resistance and shadow work. So that's my spin on that. Brother Cedric,
that's what's up. I think that, let me say this. I know me and you did a broadcast when you first was talking about bringing me on to the platform, and we did a broadcast, or I should say you did a broadcast, and I joined you. Concern, it was about shadow work. And what I love about shadow work is the embracement of fear. It's the embracement of fear in a way that you would never understand, because you literally have to sit yourself in a space that you're not comfortable in to deal with the things that you are not comfortable dealing with. And I think that this topic is going to really kind of open eyes for a lot of people, even if they didn't catch our broadcast on shadow work. This is going to open your eyes as far as the know-how experiences and then going forward.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. All right, LJ.
I don't see her in the caller queue.
Okay. Brother Dwight, how do you feel about
that? Yeah, I think she dropped.
Okay. Man, it's shit, that's what he motherfucking said, and eloquently spoken by both of you, my brother. But that's what we must do. We got to allow ourselves that time, the patience. We're talking about an unlearning process, having to really detach and break away from all the things that you have known to be life and known to be true and that you believe in and people have taught you your whole reality. That ain't going to happen overnight. And it's not going to be easy for you to do. And that we always said would drive you crazy. So you've got to be patient with yourself because there's so many doubts and so many things that are trapped within your subconscious mind. So that dissonance is real. The dissonance is so real. So the separation lies within our mind. So that's what we must delve into. And so when you understand how the mind works and how everything works in harmony, you can't just do this one way. So it all goes back to getting in tune with yourself, mind, body, and soul. So it takes work, man. It takes work, and it's worth it. It's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Right.
I mean, it's a continuous process because the healing, to me, doesn't become a continuous process, but the discipline does. Because the discipline is something that you must maintain. So you cannot allow yourself, once you know better, you can't allow yourself not to do better. You know what I'm saying? So it's like once you know better, you got to do
talk.
Better. That applies to every area in your life. So, yeah, man, I know it's going to be a powerful show.
No doubt, no doubt. I see you back, LJ. How you feel about this topic?
Yes. My call dropped. My bad. I'm in that space. You know, I'm actively doing this topic. For real, for real. You just gotta be. You know what I'm saying? Allow yourself to experience what you're gonna experience and don't get stuck there. Experience it, process it, thank it for coming, release it back into the universe and let it go if it does not serve you. I'm there.
Exactly.
I'm doing it right now. Right now, I'm doing it. So, I'm just being. You know what I'm saying? I'm
right,
just being.
Right.
I'm just being. I don't know what to do, so I'm just being. And letting it come as it may. I'm feeling what I'm feeling. I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. And I know that that I'm dealing with, I have to, because it's present. It's prevalent. But I'm not going to be able to stay. You know, I can't stay here. I have to experience this, and I have to let it go. And it's a sandpaper moment. It's a sandpaper fucking moment. It hurts. And I know it hurts, and so I'm giving my pain a voice. I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing, and I thank you for coming because it lets me know that there was a cause and an effect. But I also know that I have to be grateful, and my selfishness and my love is my selflessness, because as much as I love and I don't want people to leave, I have to understand that their transparency and their pain and their anguish and the things that they are going through, I have to love them enough to let them go. And in letting them go, they will return in due season if I need them in the ether. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
That's what's up, sis. Something that this kind of brought a light bulb into my head, and I'm going to kind of bring it forward to the discussion real quick. And I'll ask my brother Haru, because we were talking about this on our broadcast. The one thing that I think that what LJ said that I want to talk about just briefly is knowing that you can't be stuck in embracing the darkness or doing shadow work. And the one thing that me and my brother Haru was talking about, and I believe Dwight had we were talking about this as well, is that when you get stuck, I mean, like stuck in the darkness, you start just getting stuck doing, not just doing the dark shit, but stuck in depression and everything else. Everything around you starts being in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about yesterday in the broadcast about being able to, how you vibrate higher when your home is negative. This is that very thing. It's when you embrace shadow work, some people will get real stuck in that darkness and just get stuck in the mundane bullshit that they are like insecure about and everything else. So, what I'm gonna ask my brother Haru, do you think that people that embrace shadow work get stuck there, or do you think people just won't embrace it because of fear?
I think, okay, well, both. You know, but to address the first part, I think that shadow work, you know, at a point, in depression, shadow work, whatever you want to call it, it can get a bit of a comfort zone for people. You know what I'm saying? People can get truly comfortable, you know, in negativity or in, you know, the uncomfortableness, you know, when it comes to their life.
Lower vibration.
Yes, thank you, boo. People get comfortable in lower vibrations, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, it's subconscious, you know what I'm saying. This whole word that we throw out when it comes to subconscious, y'all, is bigger than what we may put it out to be, y'all, because it's the habitual habit that we have built up over and over and over again, and to break those patterns, y'all, can be very, very challenging. So yes, people definitely can get stuck because they are subconsciously in a comfort zone when it comes to lower vibration. And what was your second question, brother? Oh yeah, they don't want to embrace it because they know that this work is going to be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? So so out of fear, we don't want to embrace shadow work. A lot of people all together, but I know for me, when I get into those modes of fear, it's a level of shadow work that I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to embrace or something that I'm repeating, or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
What about something like that? Okay. I like that. What about you, LJ?
For me, I learned, the nasty nut of this. I've learned to not accept it as familiar space. Because when you accept it as familiar space is when you get stuck, because it's familiar. So you get comfortable in dealing with the BS. And so it's like I get BS, I deal with BS, so I can handle BS, and you marinate in the BS. The higher self is
right.
like, yeah, okay, you've been there, you've done that, move on. Move on. And a lot of people have a fear in moving on. I'm just now, in the last, say, 2 years, functioning in my trusted, so to speak. You know, there's still some areas that I have to go back and, you know, challenge again for myself, just so that I know
right.
I got rid of that. You know what I'm saying? I passed that. I'm moving on. But, yeah,
right.
you know, it's the familiar energy can be dangerous energy. Because when you're so
yeah.
used to being let down, when you're so used to being broken, when you're so used to being hurt, when you're so used to looking at things in this manner, it becomes like, you know, well, shit, I know this, so I'll just stick around here. Shit, I already know it's going to be fucked up, so let's just be fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're right.
You got to understand that you can experience fucked up, but you don't have to take fucked up with you when you leave. You know what I'm saying? It's like going somewhere and, okay, it didn't work like the way I wanted it to work, so, you know, I got the experience and peace, I'm out. And that's kind of...
That's that shadow work.
Where we have to, yeah, we have to develop that. We can go to it, but don't bring it with you when you leave.
Exactly.
You know, go
that's,
to
that's
it,
that
face
part.
It. But don't take,
that
when
part,
you face
yeah.
it, face it, and then leave it where it is and move on. And it's easily said and not so easily done, but it can be done if you make up in your mind. You know, my situation is more or less, I didn't know about the cancer. So I'm getting hit with all of the information at one time. And I think that I'm kind of
okay.
uncomfortable in this area of my personal situation today because it's like, damn, I just seen him 6 months ago and he's vibrant. And, you know, we were at another family member's transition. And now it's just like, you know, damn, he never said anything. And yet I could feel his suffering but didn't understand why I was feeling it because he didn't tell me what it was. And so for my sister to call today and she's like, yeah, are you sitting down? And I'm like, you finna hit me with some shit. I feel it. It's coming. And bam, dad's gone. And I'm like, what? You know, so I didn't have a chance to process. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? It's really
right,
big.
Right.
But so I'm processing. And I'm allowing it to be so that I can cry if I've done some crying and I've done some smiling because I've been on memory lane. And I've been on memory lane for the positive. I've acknowledged the negative as well, but I focus more on the positive. And so, you know,
right.
this sandpaper moment is very prevalent. But I know that if I let go of the physical and he's made up in his mind that he wanted to be free from the cell, then who am I to want to keep him there?
Right.
So my selfishness
yeah,
has, you know, has to go into a selflessness of him being his very own God. And I'm grateful that I'm able to process that thought process because now
right.
I can't be stuck.
Proceed, sis. I understand that. Damn. Dwight, I know that, and I'm going to say this before you go, Dwight. I know, sis, you've been going through it because I know just not too long ago you were saying that, you know, you had someone else that transitioned and me and Connie send love and light to you and healing. Just take your time. Don't rush yourself. You know what I'm saying? And just continue to do the work that you do because as you display here, you know, the work that you do is experience, and that's exactly what we bring to the table. So we love you, sis. Just continue to do the work that you've been
Thank
doing.
You.
And, you know, we got your back.
You know
go
what,
ahead, Dwight, my brother.
Dwight. I just want to add this little bit. I was just talking to Jesus yesterday about this type of energy, you know, because we all know what's going on with her dad. And so this too is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. Every word that I gave to our baby sister is the foundation of what I stand on today. Literally. Every
right.
word. You know, so, again, a test. Are you who you say you are? Are you living and walking, breathing and thinking the way that you say you are? These are our daily tests. So I'm ready. I'm just dealing with the spiritual, ego, emotional aspect. But the soul, no. And at the end of the day, I'm okay with it because I can love enough to let go.
Mm-hmm.
I can
right,
love enough
right.
to let go.
Right, let's see. All right, my brother Dwight.
Man, powerful. Yes, LJ, you know, my heart goes out to you, beloved. You know, no matter how much your feelings matter. So you have to honor that and allow yourself to feel that and delve into that as you are. Allow those tears to flow. It's okay. You know, it's a part of this life that we live. So the beautiful part is, you know, that he's in a better place. You know, that he's now in the ethers and with you and all of that good stuff. So
right.
That's the beauty within it. The shadow
right.
work that a lot of people get caught up in is, and I say caught up in, is because a lot of us don't want to move on because there's a lot of things that you can find out about yourself in the shadows. You can get trapped in your darkness. You can get trapped in your wants and your desires. And you can get trapped and lost in an aspect of something you don't want to let go of. Like, no matter what, I'm not letting this go. You find out exactly what you're attached to when you're doing your shadow work. I tell people that you should do directed shadow work. Allow yourself not to go so vengeful into your childhood. If you allow yourself to deal with the issues that you're dealing with now, the necessary work for you to do in your shadows will come to you. The necessary work that is needed for you to deal with your emotional traumas, if it started in your childhood, it will become obvious that you need to deal with it from your childhood aspects. But a lot of us are not willing to deal with the issues that we want to deal with today, so we begin to blame everything on our childhood. So you get stuck in that aspect of trying to say that this all happened to me. And now what you allowed yourself to do is get stuck in victim mode. You don't know how to become victorious. And so within this aspect of shadows, you get now a new sense of your sexuality, a new sense of who you are. Because what happens when you begin to feed yourself with different knowledge as you in your darkness? This knowledge now becomes the essence of your power. So the more you think you learn, the more you think you got it figured out, but there are still aspects of you that you ain't willing to face.
That part.
And so it's like you ain't figured nothing out yet. You got to be patient with yourself. If you still dealing with anger issues, if you still getting mad at people, or still people are upsetting you, or if anybody's moving you emotionally, you need to sit down and be humble and allow yourself to really take that time to really endeavor into your emotions. The shadow work is to master your emotions, not nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the and we try to figure out what the darkness means, and now everything about the dark and the light, and I love my darkness, I love my light, and what are you doing? And so it's like all of it's still you. You got to embrace that, the fact that there is no separation in you. You're not just dark and light. You both. So you can't just say that I'm just this and I'm just that. There's a reason why the light illuminates the darkness. There's a reason why that is. There's a reason why the darkness is always consistent and always there. And there's a reason why you have to deal with your subconscious mind and your subconscious issues in order for you to ascend in your life. Because your darkness will always consume you. That's what the darkness does. See, people get so wrapped up in, they can't tell me what my darkness, they can't do this, do that. Man, I spoke with a queen last night, and I saw that she was about to be involved or something. I felt it, and I had to reach out to her. And I was like, hey, I see you going down the road. I see you starting involved with a bunch of different groups. And, you know, I'm reaching out because, you know, I've given her a reading before, and I saw that she's getting lost in her shadow work. Like, literally, I saw it because I saw the different people that she began to follow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, naturally who I am, I'm always watching over people. Like, it's, I ain't nothing that I deem myself, but I know what spirit has deemed me to be. So when I look at people or people that I'm connected to, I'm always kind of paying attention to their moves and what they liking and what they doing. You know, I act like I'm searching metadata on Facebook, especially with my people.
Because you
know
can.
What I'm saying?
I mean, so, you care, bro. You have compassion. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So I reached out to her, bro, and I sent her a message. I was like, hey. And she was like, man, it's funny you said that because I got added to this group, and they was like, you know what I'm saying? They put this dude pitch up and, like, talking about dinner serve ladies, and they went to doing spells and hexes on the dude, and people like, and I'm going to talk about this tantra later on. I ain't been wanting to. Because, you know, I don't want to, you know, but people, it's to the point where I'm beginning to be compassionate about people misusing spiritual aspects, and they are misguiding people down the wrong road. And people, who you say what's wrong or right? I thought we ain't supposed to be put in no box. Universal laws are always at hand. Once you understand universal and spiritual laws and how they are always here for, our bodies come with the limitation. See, the problem is a lot of us get so trapped in our darkness that you think you have become something. It is about you transforming into something. So don't get so lost in your darkness that you become it. You've already stayed there. And there's nothing wrong with your darkness. That's what you're supposed to embrace. But when you understand that your darkness has been an aspect of you that has been keeping you from being the greatest version of you, why would you want to stay there? Why would you want to stay there? Why would you want to stay in a place that has been keeping you so trapped in your thoughts? Keeping you so in a place of destitute. You want to hold on to something. You think, I can't leave my sexuality. I can't leave my need for this. I can't leave my need for that. That's an aspect that you need to let go of. And once you embrace the fact that you are more stronger than anything that is holding you back, the natural shift in your life is so powerful that you will no longer have a need for these things, see. It don't mean that thought won't be there. It don't mean that part of you no longer exists. It simply means that you are now in a position to possess the power that has already been given to you to override yourself in every situation of your life. You stop losing those battles against you. So it's you against you. So within your shadow is designed for you to free yourself from yourself. If you get trapped there, that means that there's something else you need to work on. And you need to realize that your ego is what's keeping you trapped there. Because your ego is the part that's suffering. Your ego suffers during this journey. Your ego does not want you to come out the shadows. Your ego wants you to hold. You ain't got to do this. You ain't got to listen to people say. You ain't got to fuck that. Just like what LJ was saying about her ego, your ego begins to compel you to do different shit. You ain't got to do this. You can fuck who you want to fuck. You can do what you want to do. You can smoke what you want to smoke. Nobody tell you what to do. You a god. You this, you that. Show right. I show am this. But the wow, people talking about love and light. Fuck love and light. You show right. That's on you.
Yeah. So, ego doesn't want you to grow out of.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I choose to operate in love and light for one reason, because I know that's what freed me from my darkness. You get what I'm saying? That's what brought harmony into my life. That's what brought me peace. It wasn't my darkness. It was the fact that I accepted my darkest shit. It's the fact that I knew what I would do in any given situation. It's the fact that I know I can lust over a woman and I can fuck any woman I want. It's the fact that I know I can go out here and chase some money. It's the fact that I can put myself for anybody else. I know this about me. I know I can be attached and possessive. I know I can. You have to know yourself. That's what your shadows are designed for you to do, to get to know every aspect of you and get to love it. Not far.
Good shit.
So, yeah, that's where we got to be careful in the shadows, man.
Yep. Facts. Man, facts. Well, my brother, Haru, I know you pulled an article because I know I loved it and posted it. So, if you don't mind, kind sir, I like to read some of it.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, my brother, Haru, always doing some research and always putting his third eye in focus. Pulled an amazing article, and the article is named The Danger in Fake Positivity and Spiritual Bypassing. Now, people, I think, will get a better understanding in this, because this article puts you in an understanding of how the things that you fear the most is the things you need to embrace the most, because that's where you're going to get your best lessons from. So, these days, I'm going to start reading portions of the article, and then I'll ask the panel, you know, questions. These days, the realm of spirituality and sometimes psychology can feel fake. Instagram and other social media
are jammed with influential posts about positive vibes, about not allowing negative energy or thoughts to get to you, about surrounding yourself with only supportive and positive people. Sounds familiar. Unless you live in a bubble or on Mars, this is not only unrealistic, but also a receipt for never growing or truly learning who you are. Now, I want to stop right there just for a brief second. Something that I think is going to separate, like I always say, the oil from the water is just that very statement right there. Unless you live in a bubble or on Mars, this is not only unrealistic, but also a recipe for never growing or truly learning who you are. Now, basically what they're saying is that if you're going to believe that having all this positivity and supportive people around you, and you never are going to dive into the things you fear, guess what? You do live in a bubble. Because if people are not telling you, you need to embrace your fears and figure out why you are the way you are in the wrong family. Yep. That's all I wanted to say about that real quick. If you attempt to transcend or avoid difficult experiences, you can remain emotionally stunted. Spiritually minded psychologists or psychiatrists and teachers refer to this as spiritual bypassing. Anytime you avoid or remain emotionally stunted, you are then spiritual bypassing. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, the ugly parts of our humanity are where growth can occur. In the words of a Buddhist teacher and author, I'm not going to butcher his name. I'm just going to say his name because it is French. Choron. Feelings like disappointment, embarrassment, irritation, resentment, anger, jealousy, and fear are actually very clear moments that teach us where it is that we're holding back. They're like messages that tell us we're terrifying clarity exactly where we're stuck. Let me repeat that last sentence. They're like messengers that tell us with terrifying clarity exactly where we're stuck. I'm going to stop right there because I know this is pretty much going to be the meat and potatoes of everything that we've already talked about. Okay? And I'll, go ahead and take control since I read the article, and I'll go to LJ first. Well, actually, no, I'll go to my brother Haru first, then we can go to LJ, and then we always go to Dwight.
Ashley, do you mind going to LJ first, brother?
Yes, I can do that. I can do that. I'm going to go to LJ first. So since we had already talked about that, and if you could briefly sum this up, because we were talking about people being stuck. If we allow ourselves to actually just embrace those very things that we feel uncomfortable, the clarity that we would see and have just in ourselves would be just we would be able to help people more, not just with the experiences that we've had, but at the same time, I think we would be able to help ourselves be better. The question I ask to you, sis, is how hard of a process has this been, not just for you in your life, but maybe people that you've seen experience going through shadow work? How hard is this?
If you're not going to face the things that you need to deal with, the uncomfortable places and spaces, then there's no way healing has a place with any of it. You can't say you want to heal from something and keep going back to the things that opened the wound. You have to heal from it and actively begin to nurture that space. And after nurturing that space and getting the full experience of that space, this is when there's no reminders that come back to necessarily trigger you to being in that space on a lower vibration, but being able to see the energy on a surface and say, I know this space, and I've healed from this space, and if you will allow me to, I can support you too, because it's a familiar faith. But people are not willing to do the work. And, you know, you don't work, you don't reap the benefits of the work. So it becomes this cycle of I've done just enough or I want to skip it. And then when you're skipping it, you're wondering why you're collecting all of these, we'll call them weights, throughout the remainder or duration of your life. And it's because you have not given up the bag that houses these energies. You don't have to holding on. You can leave those bags and move on and have space for new bags to become lighter in what you carry. You know what I'm saying? Some shit ain't for you to take the duration of your life. Some shit is for you to understand that you take the experience, not the shit. And I think that's where we get confused. In order for me to have the experience, I got to hold on to the bullshit because this is what gave me the experience. No. We had an experience with a car accident. Do you take the rubble of the old car with you everywhere you go to validate that you had a car accident? Or do you take the story of your experience from the car accident and tell people how they can rehab and come back? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not carrying no 2,000 pounds of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So a car accident with me throughout life. So look at that energy as being those weights. And when you find that you can release and always go back to the experience, which is much lighter than carrying the actual event.
Receive.
You know, that's how we got to, you know, look at that. People think, oh, well, if I get free from it, then I must forget it. That's not what that means. Healing from something does not mean that you forget what caused you the lesson in healing. Healing from something means that you take the experience and move on. So we have to teach people, I guess, how to dissect what they're keeping and what they're willing to leave behind.
Well, yeah, exactly, sis. You're right, because I think a lot of times when it comes to doing that, you have to, you know, take the meat and spit out the bone. And that was a perfect analogy.
You
got to
do evaluation.
Exactly. And that was a perfect analogy with the car accident, because what I was thinking was more in a sense of being, say you've been in a house that you never rehab, but you have a lot of money and resources to do it, but you don't do it for your own house. You do it for everything else. And then when you actually go to the house to do the work, you don't feel like you should do the work because it's bad. You just pushed it off for too long. And that's exactly what people do with their feelings. They have their feelings. They have all this negativity, and then they kind of just keep it housed and they never embrace it. So if you don't embrace your emotions, exactly what my brother Dwight said, if you don't embrace your emotions, these are the very things that's going to tear you down. And until you embrace that dark part of you, it's never going to be good for you. I just wanted to put my little two cents in because I read the article, and I let LJ go first, and I usually go first. So anyway, go ahead, my brother.
I was just going to say, somewhere in the article you had emotional, it was something, a word that they use, emotional stability or emotional something. You know what I'm saying? That emotional piece is critical. You know, that emotional attachment that we have when we come, when we, you know, go into these places. I mean, that's pretty much just the focal point, you know what I'm saying, that I want people to focus on, is that emotional attachment that we have, the feelings that we get, is where a lot of us get stuck, y'all, right there. I just want people to really, really, really focus on that part, you know, and just kind of evaluate, like LJ was, like you guys been saying, just evaluate that part of your life and that part of yourself. You know, why am I stuck here? Why am I emotionally trapped in this space? So
I would like to add an exercise to that. For people who are doing shadow work, do a pro and a con column on a piece of paper of your particular situation. Write down your pros on what you remember and write down your cons of what you remember. Deal with your cons first, because this is the lowest of the vibrations. These are the areas where we tend to get stuck. And release those things day by day, month by month, hour by hour, second by second, depending on who you are and how you set it up for you. And after you've depleted all of the, and the word deplete is very necessary. Hold on to that word, deplete it. After you have depleted it, then move over to your pros and deal in that, because that'll lift you back up into your higher vibration, the things that you remember that were good about the situation, you know? And so deal with your lesser first, because it's going to take you low, and then the cons, and then deal with your pros in the latter, because your pros will be the mechanism that you can use to rebuild you back into the positive space before you decided to embark on the journey of your low. So whenever you're doing shadow work, whenever you're dealing with something in lower vibration, deal with the lesser first so that you can use your positive to bring you back up into a positive light. If you deal with the fucked up shit first, you're going to go very low for a lot of us, very, very low. But if you then start to working in the ladder of your lows, the positive things about what you've gained from it, what you remember that was good about it, what was happy, what was joyous, what helped you develop into the you in your present, this will slowly but surely bring you back up into a positive atmosphere. And that is what you will have most recent to reflect back on, is the positive and the pros, and not the cons, the negative. So that's just a little exercise for people who are doing this type of work. Start writing, because when you write stuff down, you can see the stuff that you say you've gotten rid of. And then that'll trigger you to, you know, did I really get rid of that before I check this off? Am I really done with that? Because when I put this check on done, I'm done with this shit. And you make a conscious decision that that is what you're going to do. When you check that spot, I'm done. When you draw that line through those words, you're finished with that shit. You've got the experience. And now you come over to the cons and you start checking them. Oh, shit, I remember the good times, you know, for the good times. You know what I'm saying? It kicks you back in to where you were or where you thought you were before you started doing the exercise. And you got to work out in the exercise to get strong, you know?
Right.
That part.
You're right.
It's just that holy vow. Eval is very, very key.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what about my brother Dwight? What you got for us, Dwight?
Man, very powerful, man. Spoken by that's what he motherfucking said. Auntie LJ, that writing, and my brother Haru, that emotional aspect is very crucial. And the writing is a very powerful tool, because you're talking about your hands or chakras. The writing is a transfer of energy. So that's one of the major tools within trying to release these emotional attachments, because they help you examine what it is you're attached to. What helped me was examining the attachment, examining the thought, examining the feeling, examining the emotion, applying principles to your life, applying affirmation to your life. Start to be the change you seek to see. The moment I would have a judgmental thought, I would transform that thought and realize what it meant for me. Your feelings matter. If you're dealing with an aspect of you to where you're trying to say that, you know, everything is about love and light. I was in this place before. I was there before. I don't know negative vibes. I don't even want to be in the world. Just send me to a damn Tibetan monk. I don't care. Just send me somewhere. I don't even want to be here no more. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at that place where I wanted to go get away and duck out, because I didn't want to embrace my emotions. I wanted to get rid of them. I wanted everything to just be all love and light, just all, And I'm like, well, shit, that's not a reality. I still got to live, and I still have to operate in this world. So that means that these things are happening outside of me. See, you have to learn to stop internalizing everything that you go through in your life. And I know that's a foreign concept to a lot of us, because we're always in a place to where, but I love them, but I this, but I that. They mean this to me, they mean that to me. And all that's beautiful and fine. But when you allow yourself to truly understand that life is a process and death is a part of this life, and no one ever truly dies. See, we embrace half-truths. It's what leaves us stuck in that place of not wanting to release. Because you embrace the half-truth even upon your life, you embrace it about yourself. So because of this, you want to embrace the fact that everything is a lie, so every I don't want to deal with the lies anymore. So that means you don't want to deal with your own lies anymore. Your own secrets, your own anger, your own passion, your own lust, your own greed, your own envy, your own jealousy. You have all of these things within you. Why do you think you can identify them with everyone else? See, you have to embrace these aspects of you in order for you to truly learn how to master them, because there is no getting rid of them. You can't get rid of your lust. You can't get rid of your anger. You cannot get rid of your emotions. You have to learn how to master them, and the only way you do that is by embracing them and honoring them, giving your pain a voice, learning what triggers you. Why do I feel so angry? What makes me mad? Instead of me allowing myself to say somebody made me mad, I stop, and I say, okay, what is this trying? What are they doing? What did they say that tried to piss me off? How can I stop this from happening? Even though my heart may be beating, even though I might be shaking a little bit, and I might have it on my mind to slap the choker or spit on them or whatever I got in me that's telling me to hurt them. I realize that I would be only be hurting myself because I'm giving someone power over me. So I don't run from that. You cannot run from these aspects. This is something that you got to deal with. Because of the fact that you're running from it, it only faces that you don't want to deal with it for yourself. So it comes with the level of accountability. You can't have one without the other. Without joy, you wouldn't know pain. So why would you dare want to get rid of one if you never learned how to value them? That's the issue. You didn't learn how to value both ends of your spectrum. So therefore, you don't know what an in-between is. So you want to stay on one side or the other. You've now placed more dissonance and more expectations and upon yourself. Because when you operate in our love and light, beat yourself up by any little thought that you have, any little thing that you do that does not represent this. Get what I'm saying? It's all the titles that we live up to. Stop doing it to yourself. All is energy. You are energy. You are a conduit for energy. Every energy flows through you. You just have learned to put a title on it. You view it as bad. You view it as good. You view it as I like it, I don't like it, I hate it, I love it. All these are your psychological drama. This your mind. This you. So free yourself from those thoughts. That's the whole point of this process. For you not to think. For you to be free of thoughts. See. But it's hard for you to release these thoughts if they're still attached to something. Even if they're attached to something that you're afraid of facing. That's a worse attachment than it is to something you identify with. So you got to learn to accept every aspect of you. Learn to love every aspect of you. So you can learn to love everyone for who they are and not who you want them to be, because that's what we deal with when we deal with that. You still are looking at people like they're not who you want them to be, so I don't deal with them. You're still divided. So you're still divided within yourself.
Right. Man, say, so let me do this real quick, because we got about, 20 minutes. And there's not that much left of the article. I want to go through the article real quick and then wrap up any loose ends we got so we can wrap up and do this. So in the emotional part, it's funny because that Haru said what he said, because the next thing in the article was many emotions serve as flags indicating an opportunity for us to learn. Challenge, sorrow, change, discomfort, conflict, hatred, depression, and anxiety are paths to growth and change. We can explore and accept the parts of ourselves society urges us to keep tucked away. Slow motion on all sides. We can explore and accept the parts of ourselves society urges us to keep tucked away. Painful or uncomfortable experiences enable us to grow past our current emotional and spiritual states. Let that marinate. Fact positive. Fake positivity. Fake positivity can perpetuate a lot of stigma around mental illness. Encouraging someone who is clinically depressed or has clinical depression to focus on the positive is not helpful.
and can actually do more harm. This advice, and I know Haru knows about this because I know about this too because of the therapy and everything else. This advice can bolster the feeling that they are at fault because they cannot simply pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I tell people struggling with depression that they are more tuned in the real human experience and emotion than those pushing the positive vibe. What just happened?
I'm sorry, brother. And see, this is why I hate doing it. This is why I hate doing it on my phone, because this phone is so sensitive. I'm sorry. I done muted LJ and all that. Let me just get out of the studio. How about that? Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Lord.
Boy. See, let me wrap this up. I know. Real talk. I needed that laugh. That shit was funny, too. Now, let me wrap this up so we can go ahead and wrap up, because we really only have about
Piece, if you don't mind running that back, just that important piece about society and just for LJ, because I don't think she heard that part. Yeah.
Okay. So let me roll back. Now, I'm trying to catch my spot because I don't want to miss it. Okay, many emotions serve as flags indicating an opportunity for us to learn. Challenge, sorrow, change, discomfort, conflict, hatred, depression, and anxiety are paths to growth and change. We can explore and accept the parts of ourselves society urges us to keep tucked away. I'm going to read that again.
Mm-hmm.
We can explore and accept the parts of ourselves society urges us to keep tucked away. Painful or uncomfortable experiences enable us to grow past our current emotional and spiritual states. All right. So going forward, it says
that makes so much sense.
Yes, sir. So it says clients don't come to therapy or seek life coaching because everything in their lives are going wonderful. They are stuck in a pattern, choked full of negative emotions, and they cannot seem to break free. Sometimes we need an unbiased third party to help us see what we are running from and challenge us to face what we are unwilling to feel. Friends and loved ones can't do it for us. We have too many emotional ties to our friends and loved ones. Doing this is difficult work and can lead to lasting change. It takes real courage to stop pretending you have it all together and shake hands with deep sadness and childhood trauma. Yes, this is a plug for going to therapy. I can't help it. Anyway. So sometimes there is nothing to do with or about emotions. Sometimes we need to simply acknowledge these feelings. To sit in sorrow, resentment, and jealousy without trying to change the experience or pick it apart. We have to allow ourselves to unfold, to witness emotions flooding our system, to breathe into the places in our bodies where we are stuck. We experience a softening when we allow space for all emotions, not just those that feel good. If we can allow ourselves the space and acceptance to be multifaceted, we will experience life in its fullest. Let me say that again. If we can allow ourselves the space and acceptance to be multifaceted, we will experience life to its fullest. I'm going to go ahead and read this one last paragraph. Okay. It is an easy thing to say, be yourself. Be quite another thing to know who you are truly. You can be yourself if you don't know thyself. Mm. How can you be yourself if you don't know thyself?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the process of individualization becomes a seeking after self-knowledge. This is what this means. When you take in the information, you had that traumatic experience, you had all these things, and now you're going into shadow work, and you're writing down your pros and cons. Your story comes from the pros. Your story comes from the cons. It's not play victim. It's not staying in the con energy. What they're saying is that the self-knowledge that you receive from the experience is the knowledge that you carry with you. That is your story,
and you're sticking to it. There is nothing left out of that. You don't need no help from someone trying to always put you in positive vibes and try to be in this good group for this, that, and the other, and a support group for this feeling and that feeling. No, you've embraced all that shit. You have self-knowledge because of the experience. That's all you need. Write down your pros, write down your cons, understand the experience, allow your story to be your story, and go forward. Do not resonate in that negative vibratory energy that is allowing you to be depressed, that's allowing you to have anxiety, that's allowing you to doubt, and all this other stuff. We know that shadow work is difficult and it's a process and it's hard. The process that you need to understand is that doing shadow work is the healing that you need. That's all I had to say. That was the article. Beautifully put. Thanks, my brother.
Yeah.
Let's go around the table. LJ, could you go first, please? And we only have about 15 minutes. So let's go around the table first, talk about the topic, and then we can go back around and do our wrap-up.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to go in and bring forth the article for today in regards to what does the universe say before I hit that question. And I'm going to read for June 14, 2019. The universe is saying to you today, trust that all is happening for the highest good. So you go with the flow and enjoy the adventures of your life. Allow yourself to receive with grace and gratitude. Tributes of healing energy tools. Now, back to topic. This for me is, it's almost ironic that, again, this topic came up, and then, 6:47, I get a call. For me.
Right.
I have to get to a place where I'm dealing with my cons right now. I'm checking them off as we go through the show, on how I'm authentically feeling. To be honest with you guys, it's a fucking roller coaster. Real shit. Because I know and I have the tools within to know where the outcome is for me, and yet I still have to allow what I'm feeling to be very prevalent because it is what I'm feeling. It's real. The hindsight of all of it, though, is I know that when I finish with my day and I lay down to rest tonight, I will be in a higher vibration of it all. Why? Because I understand the process. I understand the totality of the process. And so some would say, well, that could be pretty, easy. How do you do it all in one day? How do you just process it like that? How do you give it a time frame? Because I am my God. And I make the decision on how long something is going to be or not be, even in my subconscious. So I've made a conscious decision to experience what I'm going to experience today in all that I do. And then I'm going to find the con on that, and I'm going to deal with that. And then I'll find my pros. And I'm going to be in that. Why? Because it's a choice. And that's what I choose. You all can do the same. You all can do the same. It's a conscious decision to be accountable and responsible to your overall good. How much do you love you? How much do you see you for you and embrace that you for yourself? Because only until you do that will you be able to really process anything else that you do responsibly and respectively for yourself. It's okay to be. Experience the humps and be grateful for the straight line. It'll bring you back to you. And in that, You are your first supporter. You are your first understander. And you can then teach others how to process what you bring forth from your love to their love in a complete exchange. You can't love me if you're not willing to do the work to love you in your totality.
Exactly. That's what's up, sis. Haru?
Yes, 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 brother.
Oh, man. Y'all, I'm not feeling well. Oh, my God. And I got to start this job. I'm not feeling well. Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know if it's these. Well, I know it's these meds that they got me on, bro. Like, something doesn't agree with my body chemistry, bro, because I feel like nausea.
Right.
Have you eaten something?
I ate, like, this morning. I took them, like, about midnight, and I ate, like, about 4 o'clock this morning, and I still feel this way. So,
what were you taking
before you took it? Before you take medicine to line your stomach so that it can process the medicine.
That's exactly what I was about to say, too, brother.
Yeah.
What
was
you about to say, Dwight? What'd you say?
What'd you say, Dwight?
I was saying, was that the fours, the Tylenol fours you were taking?
Yes, brother. I took one.
Drink a soda.
That's how I was getting ready to tell you.
Yeah, get you a ginger ale. Yeah, drink a soda. You'll be all right. You got to coincide with acid, man.
I'm going to give you a secret.
Mm.
And you're going to love it. Get you the ginger ale and put a squirt of lemon in it.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll change your life.
All right, it's not obvious.
Go ahead, brother. Yeah, if you can't get your lemon, get your Sprite. Go ahead, Keith, so we can wrap it up, bro.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I hope you guys got something out of this. Know that embracing the shadow work, we don't have to rid negativity, just understand and begin to overstand that duality, we need it all. You know what I'm saying? So just practice with yourself, do exercises. Writing exercises is definitely great, you know what I'm saying? But just practice, guys. What we practice is what we get good at, you know what I'm saying? So practice when you are ever feeling resistant to life in any kind of way, write it down and start to examine it. It may be something rooted in your subconscious, and know that you hold the pen to rewrite your story at any time. Peace and love, guys, and join us tomorrow again in the classroom at the same time at 8 a.m. I can look real quick to see what we're going to have. Oh, yeah, I got something to say, asses, and it's going to be about starting over tomorrow. Peace and love, guys, until tomorrow.
Peace and love. Feel better.
Thank you.
Ashe.
All right, okay.
You want me to go out? Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Examine you. When you examine you, you'll understand why the people that are around you are around you. It'll begin to make sense. We are puzzles to many pieces of the overall plan. So in that, peace, love, and light. And I love you, even from my darkness. Understand, I have duality. And I'm willing to embrace it all because I'm worth it. It's not for anyone else. It's for me. And I'm worth it. So with that being said, enjoy the remainder of your day and allow your lows to push you higher in all of your elevation. Peace, love, and light.
Ashe, sis. Ashe. I'm going to go, and we always leave with my brother Dwight, and I'm going to say this. I hope that our broadcast in the morning is going to motivate you, and even we catching you earlier, you'll be able to catch the recording and be able to ride and have that motivational classroom in your ear at the same level as we always been. So peace, love, and light to everybody. Love and light to my sis, LJ. Healing to you, sis. And to my brother, Haru. Healing to you, my brother. Get you a Sprite in you. Peace, love, and light. I love you, Connie, so you can get home. I'm out. That's what he said.
That's what he motherfucking said. And peace to the family. Love and light, Sister LJ. And wishing your father a beautiful transition. May the spirits and may the ancestors guide him.
This is my stepfather, but he was the role of my father. So thank you so much.
That Baba energy still for you. So the connection, you know, may the ancestors guide him and be with him, and may his transition be smooth. And may the halls of a mentor, may the great river allow him to float on. So peace to our brother. Congratulations on your first day, brother. Enjoy your first day. Y'all shake that little old Sprite off, you know, that Sprite, and get that Tylenol 4 shit up out of you. Drink a lot of fluids, brother. If you can, eat some bread or something. That'll help absorb that medicine in your stomach, too. So I hope y'all got something on the show. I'm pretty sure y'all did. For those of you that would catch the replay, we appreciate you all for your time and energy. And we love you all to life. Your shadows, solitude is where you return to source. There's aspects of you that you have been hiding from. There's aspects of you that you have been running from. There's aspects of you that you have developed because of your inability to face your fears. Face your fears because of your lack of willingness to do so, of your lack of the ability to know how. It's not your fault. The first thing I want to tell people, if you're dealing with anything in your life, any whatever, it's not your fault. Stop blaming yourself. And I love the way the article was saying that, because a lot of us blame ourselves, so you get stuck in that place because you feel like it's your fault. It's my fault that I got here. It's my fault I don't know how to get out. Everything is your fault. You beat yourself up. Stop doing that to yourself. You are powerful. You are worthy. You are worth it. You are worth your time. You are worth your energy. Find it within you to break free from all the things that are keeping you prisoner, because it's only you. Learn to unlock the layers of yourself, because you've been hidden, hiding behind them for so long. So come out. Come out. Come out wherever you are. Come out from hiding behind that rock that you have deemed your life. Your life is your rock. Your life has become your safe haven. You've created so many different aspects of your life based off the issues that you've had. Therefore, you have a life filled with issues, a life filled with drama. And the problem is, you love this drama. Find silence. Find peace. Get away from that life that you've been allowing yourself to live, the one that you've found so much comfort in, and you know it's not you. Find you. Go within. Embrace that time. Embrace you. Learn to love you. Learn how to accept you. You will then, in turn, learn how to do the very same things in this life. Peace and love, beautiful souls. We appreciate you all for your time and energy. And we're just trying to enhance your awareness just a little bit. So we appreciate you once again for joining us a little bit earlier. And the content was good, and we got to the point. So it was a beautiful show. Peace and love to the family, Connie, everybody in the background, Harmony, Garrick, our brother Craig, everybody's in the background, Tiki, we love you all. Peace and love, beautiful souls. May spirit guide you and keep you, and may you find your way throughout the day, and may you navigate through love, because you are love. Peace and love, beautiful souls. Namaste.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me, can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honest.
blinded by my lateness that I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my base. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like right now. I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot, but I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night, so we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike, well I'd do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight, and we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
faster, stronger. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like I never told you. Don't act like I 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 told you. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. I need you right now. I need you right now. You know how long I've been on ya. These crystals don't act like on ya. This OJ had ice and soda. Don't act like I never told ya. You know how long I've been on ya. Crystals don't act for Lonya. This OJ had ice and toners. Don't act like I never told ya.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.